Talk about the rookie minicamp, what you want to get out of it.
Please. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to really, get these guys on the grass for the first time. And so we've seen a lot of them on tape. Obviously, we've interviewed quite a few of them. We've sat down with them. Now we get to see them run around, which is really good.
How much of their 3 days is mental?
A lot of it's mental, John. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we start in the classroom. We have jog-throughs where they have to have their assignments down, and then we practice. So a lot of it is mental.
What's a typical day for a rookie coming in here, say, Saturday?
Yeah, they'll arrive on Thursday. We'll meet Thursday night, and then they'll be with us Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's an early wake-up. They'll lift with Luke and his crew. They'll be educated quite a bit on nutrition with Ladd and his crew, and then they'll be with us quite a bit. So it's a long day. You know, it's a long day. The rules that apply to veterans, you know, relative to the CBA, they don't all apply to the rookies. So you can really, work with them and get them going.
With all the changes you guys have made, does it feel a little bit like a reboot in a good way? Because you're going to make a lot of not only offense won't be exactly the same. You have guys coming back. You have new people to indoctrinate. What does it feel like?
I think every year is different. You know, I really do. I think I really believe that every year is different, and I do think it's a year-to-year league. You know, I don't think you can sit here and say, okay, this is what's gone on in the past, and this is what's going to happen in the future. You really have to think about this year, every day, you know, immediate future, and then long-term future relative to the season. But I definitely feel good about the direction we're headed. I think we had a very productive draft, and most importantly, our players have been here going on 4 weeks in the off-season program, really working well, and feel a good energy around the players. So I do like where we are right now.
We're going to emphasize competition. How excited are you about that? Because it's not like, you know, there's jobs that are up for grabs. There's guys that are going to be trying to make each other better, trying to improve, trying to show you something.
I mean, that's always been our emphasis here. Competition's always been the emphasis. You know, I think the most competitive teams that we've ever been associated with had very competitive rosters. They practiced hard. They understood the competition in practice led to good execution in games, you know, and I think we have a lot of really competitive players, competitive coaches, and I think that's always going to be our MO here is to try to be as competitive as we can, you know, on the practice field, in the weight room, in the classroom, and then obviously on game day.
Bill, phase two of the workouts, what's important? What is it that you want to see out of these players? They've been in the system, but what sort of things you want to see?
Right. You know, phase two is a little bit different now because we can work with them as coaches on the field, whereas phase one, we can't do anything with them on the field. We can only work with them in the classroom. So now we incorporate a little bit more of football relative to the field. But it's still, I would say, the primary focus is with Luke and his crew with the weight room. So, you know, basically the way I look at it is it's a 9-week program, 5 weeks of it. Really the emphasis is about Luke and his crew, a little bit of football with us. And then the last 4 weeks, it kind of flips because now we get into OTAs and mini camp and it's more about, the football side of things, practice, meetings, walkthroughs, all those things. So, but it's been going well and we're getting a lot out of it. It's been really good.
What players besides the rookies can come in for the rookie minicamp? 1 year veterans. What's the difference? There are other players.
It's a pretty complicated rule, John. But there are guys that have been with us. They don't have an accrued season, so they're eligible for minicamp, and those guys will be out there for the rookie minicamp. You know, like a guy like Giovanni. Giovanni will be out there for rookie minicamp, which will be really good. We'll get to work with him on the field, and we really try to make sure we have that nailed down so we have as many guys as we can that are eligible to be there and work with us for those 3 days.